Hello, I'm Benjamin Zephaniah, and you are at Post 12 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. Just to the right of this path is a rabbit burrow. This was originally dug by a badger and then inhabited by a fox before rabbits occupied it during the 1970s. This site has therefore been a badger set, a fox's earth, and a rabbit burrow. Rabbit burrows can easily be identified by their small entrance hole, often surrounded by short cropped grass and by lots of round droppings on the ground nearby. Traces of grey or white fur can also sometimes be seen, perhaps caught on a thorn bush or a wild rose. Downland, such as Happy Valley, is an ideal place for rabbits to establish a burrow, as the chalk is soft and easy to dig. It's also free draining, so the burrow stays nice and dry inside, and areas of thorny scrub offer good protection from predators such as foxes. Rabbits, or conies as they were once called, were introduced to Britain over 900 years ago by the Normans and farmed to provide fresh meat for the winter months. Artificial rabbit warrens were established by the larger landowners under the supervision of a warrener. This was created by digging a deep trench around the perimeter and heaping the soil into the centre to create a small hill. The rabbits were released onto this mound to evacuate their burrow, and the trench was filled with water to prevent them from escaping and to protect them from predators. Farming rabbits in this way continued well into the 20th century in some parts of Britain, until their population was decimated by a highly contagious disease during the 1950s. Rabbits are now increasing in numbers again, and are often seen on the downs at dawn and dusk, when they like to come out to graze. They have developed this crepuscular habit because it's the safest time to leave the burrow to feed. In the twilight of dawn and dusk, there is too much light for nighttime predators like owls to hunt, but not enough light for daytime predators such as foxes to see clearly. One female rabbit or doe can produce up to 700 young during her lifetime, but because rabbits have so many predators and are susceptible to severe winters, their population is kept in check. Although generally easy prey, rabbits have been known to turn on a pursuing stoat and overpower it using their powerful hind legs as weapons. Amazing, really. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on along the footpath down the hill, and you'll see Post 13 on the left-hand side. Enjoy your walk.